Oh, inquest adjourned so police can investigate death fall. Opening of an inquest and a major farm fire both appear in the emergency services roundup this issue. A Witham man arrested on suspicion of gross negligence manslaughter after the death of an electrician on a building site in Shoeburyness has since been released under investigation. The 40-year-old was mentioned at the opening of the inquest into the victim. Senior Coroner Lincoln Brooks adjourned proceedings for 4 months at the request of Essex Police. People living in Latchingdon were advised to keep their windows and doors closed while firefighters tackled a haystack blaze near Butterfield Chase. Watch manager Gary Bannister said, "We carried out a controlled burn on the haystack as this is the safest and most effective way to deal with this kind of incident." Crews handed the scene over to the owner, but returned throughout the day to monitor the fire. Witham man Benjamin Dyer breached his suspended sentence by carrying an axe in public. The 23-year-old was ordered to pay £1,000, carry out 10 rehab days, not drink alcohol for 120 days, and carry out 75 hours of unpaid work. Police are appealing for witnesses after a girl was sexually assaulted on a footpath near Levens Way in Great Notley on March the 27th. Officers were told the attacker approached the victim from behind and sexually assaulted her before leaving the scene at about 5 p.m. Four boys, all aged under 18, were detained by armed police close to Braintree Railway Station after reports of a robbery on station approach on the afternoon of Thursday, April the 18th. Police have appealed for witnesses. Three vehicles were involved in a crash that led to two people being taken to hospital in Dunmo Road, Beecham Roding, on the evening of Thursday, April the 18th. Emergency services activity closed the road for over 3 hours, and police have appealed for witnesses to the incident.